I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. It's officially September, and some hunting seasons are already underway in Wisconsin. I'll share some upcoming opening dates when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
The Wisconsin DNR reminds hunters to prepare for the opening of several hunting seasons this month. Hunters can once again head to the Badger State's wild places as these seasons open across the state. There are 6 dates throughout September when seasons open. Hunters are encouraged to double-check those dates and make sure they've acquired all the necessary licenses and stamps before going out for a hunt. Yesterday, September 1st, hunting began for early Canada geese, early teal, mourning dove, rails, and snipe. This Wednesday, September 4th, the first of the big game hunting seasons kicks off with the black bear opener. Next Saturday, September 14th, is the big opener. That's when the white-tailed deer archery season begins, as well as cottontail rabbit in the northern zone, rough grouse in zone A, and squirrels statewide. Monday, September 16th is the regular goose opener. Then Saturday, September 21st is the duck opener in the northern zone, as well as the woodcock opener. The southern zone duck season kicks off a week later on Saturday, September 28th. Visit the Public Access Lands webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov for a list of public lands open to hunting. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.